Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Coach Q joins us now. Great to talk to you, Joel. How are you?
Good morning, Joel.
Doing great. Great to be here, guys.
Thanks so much for joining us. And tell us about your new gig. You're with the Florida Panthers. You're reunited with Dale Tallon. How much did that play a role in taking that job?
Well, we talked about what were our goal and ambitions were as a family here, and I think the one thing we were looking at is we wanted to win another championship, and we wanted to go be with some people that we're familiar with, and Dale. Almost the same scenario when he hired me here about 11 years ago. Walking into a team that was ready to go and had a lot of nice assets, a lot of young kids in the well, and a lot of the same parallels there in Florida, and across the board as a family. We all love the opportunity, and it's a great fit. Dale's excited. We're thrilled, and looking forward to a lot of new challenges ahead with the team. But you look back at the last couple of years with this team, they're a very close team, making the playoffs 2 years ago. This year, above 500 again, not that far out of the playoffs. And this team just needs to get in the playoffs. So, and they got some top young guys, going back. You think of, Taser, Kaner, Dunks back in those days, ready to go to the next level. We need these guys to get the next level, and next level for them would be getting a playoff game and feeling that it's like, especially after watching the games last night. Wow, what a difference.
Congratulations, Joel. A lot of people in Chicago happy for you and happy that you're on to your next opportunity. Just wondering, over the last 5 months, how have they been for you? And how long after what happened with the Blackhawks when it ended there in December, did it take for you to kind of get to the point where you were over it, you were past it, and you were looking ahead at the next gig?
Yeah, thanks, David. It was nice to kind of get away from the game. A lot of family time. I can say other times when I was let go of bitterness towards the organization, and that's a tough part about coaches. We've seen a lot of coaching changes in the league this year and at the end of the year as well. That it's one of the negatives in our business. And I think of this situation at that time, it was like, the memories and the situation here was so special. I can't say enough great things about the organization, the fans, the support, the experience here in Chicago and the community. The years were too good, and we all know that in our business, longevity isn't one of the strengths of coaching. It was fun, so it took a little bit, but I think as a family, we got to do some trips and get some fun things, I didn't watch many hockey games. Watch a lot of hockey, but I stayed away from hockey watching them play. An old coach told me it's not healthy to watch them play. They had a great run trying to get back into it. But that's kind of where we're at. And then as we're going along here, you're looking at opportunities. It came about where we're just thinking of if something would come available. It was it seemed like a real nice opportunity where we're going.
It's always good to hear that there's no bitterness, and it's always good to hear that it went down the way it did with mutual respect. But how did they let you know? Were you at all blindsided or surprised, or did you see it coming, Joel?
When you say see it coming, I didn't. Whether you see it coming or not, the last game. It was a. It was a tough loss coming off a game in Calgary. It was one of those games that, we come off a real bad trip. early in the year. Expectations, we had a tough year last year. Part of the business, I guess, and we had a couple of and went around games in a year or two. So it's, I understand everything about the game, and we've accomplished a ton, and that's part of it.
Joel, Jeremy Colleton was pretty open about the fact that you reached out to him, and he was how gracious you were in talking to him about the challenges that exist for a young coach replacing, you won't consider yourself a legend, but a legend in Chicago. And what do you remember about that exchange? And have you thought ahead to how difficult and odd it will be to be back at the United Center coaching against a team with the banners hanging that you helped put there, with the history that certainly you'll bring into the building?
Well, a special moment, and very happy with Jeremy's going to be a good coach. I know that being around him for the last couple of years, very well prepared. He's a smart young kid. He works hard. He's got a good feel for the game and people. So that's that's all part of it. You're seeing a lot of coaches being moved around here in the next little while. But that's going to be an exciting. I'm sure it will be very emotional, and because the memories are special and. Certainly looking forward to that, and be one of the highlights for sure.
What is the most special memory, Joel, when you look back and you see three Stanley Cup championships and all the players that came through, all the relationships you had? Was the first one the one that stands out to you? Do they all blend together? Is there any particular moment that really jumps to your mind?
No, each cup run has the best thing about winning a cup is the whole ride. The basically winning 16 games, the highs and the lows, and the memories that you shared with all those guys. And when we sit down and we capture how things went, it's like, wow, we were lucky there. Well, what a big win in that moment. The one, Kaner scoring in Philly where, Johnny, getting overtime there, and they tied it up late, and it's like, and Johnny's hurt. Wow, was that ever a big goal? Because, game seven, Johnny was a little iffy. You go to Boston, you got some guys banged up, and all of a sudden we're down late in the game, and all of a sudden what happened, that was miraculous. So that was probably the most amazing one, and then winning at home against Tampa, against a very good team who were, So each one had their, and in those moments we had their tests where all of a sudden, boy, that was coming back against Anaheim and winning key games in that series prior to Tampa. We go on and on and on about some of them, but they were all pretty interesting. None of those cups were easy, and a couple of them could have easily gone the other way. And goaltending was, and some of them were great. You could talk about at the end of it, the reason why we won was our best players. We were our best players, and they made a big difference.
Joel, I'll be honest. When I looked at the landscape of the NHL and saw the coaching vacancies, and you see some, some traditional hockey cities, Buffalo, Philadelphia, looking for head coaches, and certainly you've coached in some great markets, but I looked at those maybe ideal fits or places that you could envision a guy like you going in there and making an immediate impact. Florida obviously has Dale Talon, and your connection and your relationship made a lot of sense as well. What put them ahead of some other opportunities that you could have maybe pursued? And was it just the relationship with Dale that kind of trumped everything else?
Well, I think when you look at it, you're looking at personnel, you're looking at players. I think, when I look back, having the privilege of coaching special players, and, I think young Barkov kid's got, he's got potential to be a real, real top special player. They got some guys, Udo, they got Trocheck, they got some young guys, they've got a lot of top prospects in their organization that look like they could be special. So that's the exciting part. Plus, they're at that point where they need to go forward and they're close to being a playoff team. Things change quickly with young teams, and we're seeing this year how close the league is and how well, when the playoffs start, and just seeing last night, anything can happen. And I feel like these guys need to get exposure to the playoffs and then find out how good they can be. And I think that's what we're trying to do, get everybody together. Certainly being with Dale it's going to be a fun situation. He's excited. We're excited. Our family's extremely happy as well.
When the stat sheets are read and you look at the season that guys like Toews and Kane had this year, they had great years. Johnny Toews with his best season ever. in terms of scoring. And yet they've been called wasted years by both players because obviously the Blackhawks don't make it to the playoffs. Are they wasted years when you don't have success? How do you look at that as a former player, as a man that has coached these guys? What do you think of that?
Well, it says what kind of guys these guys are. They want to play real hockey. They want to play playoff hockey, and that's what it's all about. And we got to create that environment and appetite in Florida. So all of a sudden, that's the difference. And that's going to be a challenge, and that's what we're looking to do. But certainly that says everything about these guys and what's important to the players. And, you know, that's the privilege I had with these guys. And not only that, they just didn't want to get to the playoffs. They wanted to be champions. So that's what it's all about. You know, that's why we play 82 games to get a chance to be champions at the end.
Well, how would you describe the Florida market for hockey, Joel? Ready to win? Kind of indifferent? What's it like down there?
I think they want to win. I believe when I was down there in 96 with Colorado, in the playoffs, buildings full, rats flying everywhere. It was amazing. And, they've had some tough years. I mean, all of a sudden, you get a market that doesn't win. They've lost some fans, so I think it's up to us. You know, when we win, I guarantee the building's going to be full, and enthusiasm's going to be great. That's what we're looking to establish. But there's a ton of hockey fans down there. A lot of people come from, be it Northern, whether it's New York, up in Canada, but a lot of hockey people down there.
Also, a great racetrack, year-round racing down there, Joel.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Do you have a derby pick for us?
You know what? It is so wide open. Unbelievable. I haven't even looked at it since this past weekend. There were like three different big races. We got a couple this weekend. I'm not even going to begin to pick because I'm not even sure who's going to make the race.
We'll have to get back to you on that then.
You have to call it.
When in doubt, Bob Baffert.
All right. Thanks, Joel.
Great talking to you. Take care.
All right. Thanks, guys. All right.
That is Joel Quenneville, Coach Q on the score.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.